Governor John Carney signed the bill in July, but held a ceremonial signing Thursday to highlight its purpose and benefits. He was joined by a group of veterans, including Kimberly Petters. Petters was in the Air Force for 10 years, where she was in charge of human remains missions. That led her to develop post-traumatic stress disorder, which she was honorably discharged for.
When I did eventually go to the doctor, the first thing they did was prescribe medications. And before I knew it, I was taking 5 or 6 medications at a time. Some of them, the side effects were worse than what it was actually supposed to be helping.
She'd heard of cannabis helping other veterans.
And I thought, I've got nothing to lose. So I tried to get a card.
She waited 8 months for a psychiatrist to sign off on a card granting Petters legal permission to take medical marijuana. She hopes this legislation, which removes the requirement of a psychiatrist's signature, will help other veterans like herself. The legislation also opens the door for others living with PTSD, not just veterans, to gain access to cannabis. Megan Polly, Delaware Public Media.